It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. It's the last day of 2017 as we look forward to the new year. What a whirlwind year of Washington politics, GDP growth north of 3%, stock market continues to march, well, marched all the way through the year except for the very last day. Time to shift our focus into 2018. Good morning. You know, it's New Year's Eve day, and there's a lot of football happening. I don't know how much people are really listening to WSB Radio Money Matters this morning. Hopefully, a ton of folks, because we have some of the best content of the year ready for you, ready to take you into 2018. And I'm looking forward to today. We've got Falcons at 4:25 today versus the Panthers, kind of a do-or-die game, taking all my boys to the game. So I've got four little dudes going, three of my sons and then one of their friends, so four kids. And Lynn is going to help me herd them through Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I'm looking forward to today an awful lot. And then obviously tomorrow is one of the biggest dogs day in history. So my main man, Jay Black, and Scott Howard, and of course Hondo, along with Channel 2's Action News and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, all the best Bulldogs coverage from Pasadena. All weekend, all tomorrow, you've got to tune in. Actually, starting coverage for Pasadena for the game, for the Rose Bowl tomorrow, begins at 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. God, that's going to be fun, isn't it? All today, we've got football fun. Tomorrow, you've got football fun. And we're wrapping up the year from a money perspective right here on Money Matters. Such a good couple of weeks as we wrapped up the year talking about taxes. And we can still talk about taxes today. So we've got a lot of time in the next 2 hours to take your calls and your questions. Of course, the topic of the last couple of weeks has been the passage of the GOP tax bill, the new Trump tax cuts, what they mean for your wallet specifically. I've been so wrapped up in tax cuts over the last 6 months, and particularly over the last year, as the Senate and the House started to reconcile. I was doing tax calculations of what the Senate bill would look like and what the House bill would look like and what it would mean for you. And then they combined the two bills, and the day it passed, I probably did 14 different interviews about what it's going to mean. And then I really started to understand it after I did a lot of those interviews. Fortunately, right before we did Sean Hannity was on vacation, so we filled in for a Sean Hannity show here on WSB in Georgia, taking your calls, kind of a Christmas special to try to help you figure out whether your taxes were going to be up, down, hopefully, for most people, or flat for a small percentage of the population. So we can continue to do that today here on Money Matters. So much to cover. I want to give you the outlook for 2018. I want to do a very quick recap of what we lived through in 2017 and what it looked like. We're going to look ahead because that's all that really matters to investors. We're looking ahead to 2018. And again, we'll continue to answer questions about your taxes and what that will potentially mean for you and give you some sort of estimation whether you think your taxes or whether we think your taxes will stay flat, go up for a small percentage of the population, or maybe go down significantly for some of you. So a lot in store today right here on Money Matters. Of course, if you missed the show, you can always find us on a podcast. Go to iTunes or go to wesmoss.com under the radio tab. The show, of course, Wes Moss Money Matters on iTunes. Now, with that, again, the number here in the studio. Good morning, Ryan Ely here with me, of course, to take your phone calls and get them through. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750 for your questions right now until 11 o'clock today on this New Year's Eve day, special edition of Money Matters. So again, an awful lot happening in this past year, kind of fascinating market statistics, the year that we just lived through. Let's maybe call this the year, the unsung year of hyperbole. Really massive gains in the market, not just in the United States, but in other markets around the world, but to some extent cloaked by one of the most placid years we have seen since the 1960s. You've heard the president, you've heard Trump talk about or tout how good the market was doing throughout the year. And you've heard Trump 70 plus record closes in 2017. And as we speak today, 71 for the Dow to be exact, 71 record closes. None really all that dramatic though. Just this small stair step by stair step by stair step climb that resulted in a 20 to 25% higher stock market here in the U.S., depending on which indice you looked at or whatever what index you looked at. And then if you looked at the ACWI, the All Country World Index, up around 25% as well. For the month of December, the Dow up about 1.8%. That's the ninth straight month of gains for the Dow. That's the longest winning streak for the Dow since it was up 12 months in a row, all the way back in the latter or in the beginning of 1959. So 58 ending in 1959. The S&P was also up that not for nine straight months, and that matches a streak that ended in April of 1983. And if you look at it from a total return perspective, and if you meaning counting dividends, and dividends matter, and there's a little bit of a difference. Remember, in any given year, you've got to add on the dividend amount. Very often, we were quoted. If you look at Barron's or Wall Street Journal, they typically, the chart you'll see is the price change of the index for that year. So if you go to Barron's and look at it from this weekend, it'll say for this year, the S&P 500 was up 19.42%. But then you have to add dividends onto that, and that takes the return slightly above 20% for the year. So if you look at a total return basis, counting dividends, the S&P 500 was actually net positive every month in 2017. NASDAQ up for the sixth consecutive year. That ties its longest winning streak on record. That happened only two times in history, 1975, 1980. So I want to take a quick look at what market history tells us about what happens when you follow up a really big year. So I would say this year is a very good year. 20% gain. Nobody's going to argue that that's not a massively good year for markets. Since 1943, we're going to go do a quick history here. If you go back to 1943, the S&P 500 returned how many times 20% or more? How many years did we get a full 20% lift, including dividends? So we're looking at total return basis. Well, that happened 26 separate times. 26 separate times. 20 times following the year where we had this big, massive positive, we had an uptick. So the majority of those years, if we want to actually do the math on that, 20 divided by 26. So we can say that 77% of the time following a 20% up year, it was followed by an up year. And by the way, the average of those up years, 12% the following year. A few other stats for the year that we wrap up 2017. If you nailed the very, very bottom, so let's nail the bottom of the market on March 9th, 2009. You would have seen how much can you think, just for a second, how much is the market up since that very bottom? The answer, 376%. What? I'll say that one more time. The answer, 376% or 19% per year average. Now, just remember, before you get too excited about that rate of return, that's just nailing the very bottom of the day. You're not going to see that as a annual rate of return for 2009 because we had a huge waterfall decline in the beginning of 2009. So a lot of the 2009, after the market bottomed, just was getting back to where we were, and then the market plowed into positive ground. So just remember that when you hear these market statistics, and I'm guilty of this too, I'm citing extremes very often. So if you nailed the very minute of the very bottom of the very worst day of 2009, March 9th, and then you bought the S&P 500 on that day and never sold a penny, you would find yourself up on average 19% per year. Now, diversified portfolio, of course, it's going to look a lot different than that. Remember, if you were an if you owned Apple, it'd look a lot different than that. So this is just if you're looking at the general market, that's what things have done, or that's what markets have done since that very, very dark and scary market day in the beginning of March. Also, since markets started out on a positive note, this is another kind of interesting note about 2017, and they experienced very little volatility on the downside, there wasn't a day, there wasn't one day in 2017 where the S&P 500 dipped below its 2016 year-end mark. This is probably the most shocking or rare piece of what we saw in this past year, 2017, over the last half century. A normal day, very normal day to get a 1% move in the S&P 500, up 1%, down 1%. You go back into the volatile days of 07, 08, 09, we'd see 2%, 3% in a given day. On average, you blend all the all the placid years and all the volatile years, the S&P 500 over the last 50 years has moved on average about 0.75% on the average day. So almost three quarters of a percent on a normal trading day, every single day of the year on average. In 2017, volatility was less than half that. The lowest since the 1960s, closing out one of the most, let's call it one of the most unsung, placid years on record. An unsung year of hyperbole. We're going to continue here on Money Matters. Lots to talk about. It is the day before, it is New Year's Eve day. So good morning. Phone lines open. Am I coming out of left? Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here, WSB Radio. Wes Moss here on a Sunday morning, right before New Year's. Man, it's fun. Falcons game today, dogs tomorrow. Man, coverage for Pasadena starts at 11 a.m. My main man, Jay Black, and Hondo, and Scott Howard, and Channel 2 Action News, and the AJC, just everybody from Cox Media Group, ready to cover the game. Coverage here starts at 11 a.m., New Year's Day, right here on WSB Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Almost Happy New Year. Wes Moss here, Ryan Ely, together here on a New Year's Eve Day special where we're talking about what the new year will bring for you. 2018, taxes, what to look for in markets. I have I don't know if these are going to be surprises, but let's say the outlook we have for 2018. I have eight items that are, I think, going to drive markets in 2018, that are the most important things that you need to know, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And we'll also want to take your calls here in the studio as I stand up and get ready to interact. Good morning. So the number here in the studio, and we're going to go to the phones in just a second here. A question about taxes. Hey, the GOP tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts. Are they going to give me a tax cut? My taxes going up, down, or staying flat in 2018. The number here in the studio, if you're driving around, and I would suspect that you're probably not headed to go play golf. It's too cold. Maybe you're headed to brunch. Maybe you're out of town listening on the WSB Radio app. Maybe you are just headed to, I don't know, church. Church, it's Sunday morning. If you're out of town, the number 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, it's 1-800-WSB-TALK. And the number here in the studio, direct 404-872-0750. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. John joins us from Brookhaven. John, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Wes. Thank you for your services and all that.
Yes, sir. Thanks for listening. How can I help?
Well, my income total is, I'm retired. I'm 68 years old, single. Don't owe anything or that nature. But anyway, my total income.
These shows, I love the tax show. It, every time you give us a little information. I'm John from Brookhaven. I'm single. It sounds like the beginning of a dating show, doesn't it? We're talking about. I own my house. Here's my income. Anyway, so what's going on? So your income around what again?
$47,000 before taxes, about $40,000 after. I have nothing. owe nothing and this, that, and the other. Just wondering if the Trump administration is going to bring me some more income.
We'll see. So you are over 65. Do you itemize right now your taxes and deductions or no?
No, I just do the short form.
And then roughly, so it really doesn't matter on your property taxes then. I can tell you right out of the gate, remember, your standard deduction, which is one of the biggest variables in this tax change coming in 2018, doubles. So if you're single, we're losing these personal exemptions, but because the standard deduction is doubling, it helps out and makes up for the loss of the personal exemptions and then some. So I've got this calculator we've been using it, and the reason I've used it, we've tested it and cross-tested it on a couple other tax calculators, and they've maintained it, from what we can tell, in a very up-to-date fashion. So every time there was a small change in legislation or proposed legislation, they updated it. And now it's most updated with the final passing of the bill that was passed on December 20th. That was reconciled. So these are, again, this is not a substitute for you doing your taxes, obviously, and this isn't tax software that you're going to file with, but this will give us a really good indication of whether your taxes for next year will be up, down, or flat. So, John, for you, from what I can tell here, you're going to save under the new tax plan about $1,000 as we over the course of 2018. So, yeah, the standard deduction is what it looks like you're going to be taking. And your tax bill, from what my calculators tell me, it's going to go down a little over $900, almost $1,000, which is a big deal. Now, I think the other question I've gotten on this, and I did a Facebook Live. So if you go to Facebook or if you go to Wes Moss Money Matters, I did a Facebook Live on this and got tons of questions, too. Remember the savings when it comes to when you're looking at your taxes, John, it doesn't obviously happen all at once. It's really just a cumulative number. So over the course of next year, you will save about $1,000. Doesn't happen in one paycheck. And this goes for almost everybody listening. It's not going to just happen all at once. It is a slow and gradual tax cut that you will see if you were to calculate what your taxes, let's call it in a vacuum, relative to last year would have been. You'll have seen the savings play out over the course of the entire 12-month period of time. So don't spend it all at once. Not necessarily dramatic, but listen, a grand is a grand, John. And you start multiplying that. Yeah. God bless. God bless. And you add that up over the course of millions of Americans, you're going to see about $120 billion in tax cuts on the individual and family side. That doesn't count corporations. Well, what's that going to do for the economy? Well, we'll talk about that in the next segment of Money Matters. Stay tuned. More Money Matters right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. For my heart to eclipse now. Might be over
now, but I feel it still. It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
I love that. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. 35 minutes past the hour. Wes Moss here with Ryan Ealy every Sunday morning. Ryan here to take your calls and questions, and I'll answer them on air if I can. If I can't, Ryan Ealy will answer them off air. So we're here for two solid hours taking phone calls and doing everything we can to help try to set you straight or give you an objective opinion about 2018 and some of the main things you should be thinking about. So we're going to go back to the phones here. What we're talking about today, we did an overview of 2017. If you missed it, of course, you can find it on the podcast. Wes Moss, Money Matters on iTunes. Please leave a review. It's hard to get reviews on these podcasts, so any sort of reviews are extremely appreciated. Thank you. If you appreciate the work we do here on Sunday mornings, then a wonderful payback is just leave a review on our podcast for iTunes. So thank you for that. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. If you're out of town, listening to Money Matters, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I want to go to the phones here before I get to the 2018 outlook. All the most important pieces of economic information, market information, as we head into 2018. What should you be thinking about for next year as an investor, as you're on this path to try to get to early retirement, as so many of us are? So many of our listeners are, and income with the theme around income investing, which we talk about week in and week out. We love income investing as a philosophy. It's not the only way to manage money. There's a million good ways to do it. Well, maybe not a million. There are dozens of good fundamental ways to manage your 401k or your assets. You can be a growth investor, a value investor, growth at a reasonable price investor, global macro. There's tons of ways to look at this. I've always looked at this, and our team always looks at this from an income perspective, because we believe you can control or have a large degree of control over income relative to the daily value of equity markets. So if you think about a formula, total return is growth plus income. We have little control in, especially in shorter periods of time under on the growth part of that equation. We have a lot of control in the income part of that equation. And the income comes from multiple areas, dividends that come from equities or stocks, interest that comes from various types of bonds or fixed income, and then you have distributions that come from all these other areas like energy pipeline companies, real estate investment trusts, you name it. Those three forms of income, they all equal cash flow, and they all stay very steady in any given year, particularly if you have a lot of diversification in how you get your income. And that's why for many, many years, we've talked about the power, the philosophical power of income helping, giving you some certainty in an otherwise very uncertain market. We're going to go to the phones here again, 404-872-0750. We've already answered a few questions this morning about the new GOP tax cuts coming to your doorstep in 2018, really your paycheck, and what that means for you and your family. Phil joins us from Marietta. Phil, good morning. How can we help?
Good morning, Wes. I talked to Ryan, and he did the tax calculation for me, and he said about $5,400. So he said the interesting part of my question is because I asked, am I going to get that when I file my 2017 tax? He said, no, you won't get it till you file your 2018 taxes in 2019. But he also said that
let's do this. Hang on. Just as you did, Phil, just for a second, because of radio magic, no one else has heard your numbers here. So as just an example, let's kind of just do a quick overview of what your scenario is here. So your income is about how much?
A little over 200.
And you're Georgia.
Correct.
Married, filing jointly, right?
Married, filing jointly, three children under 18.
Three children. Okay, so small nuance in these tax changes. The kids have to be under 17, just so you know now. So
they are.
Okay. And you're under 65, and you do itemize. How much do you pay in property taxes and then in other itemized deductions?
Well, property taxes are about $5,000.
Got it.
Then mortgage interest is about $8,400.
And you have three little, okay, so no other dependents, but you have three children under the age of 17.
That's correct.
Okay, right, okay, so in this scenario, we have a lot of folks out there listening in a similar scenario. You've got a high family income, but you've got several children. And one of the biggest changes, I feel like I say this on all these provisions, there's so many big changes. One of the many giant changes, child tax credit goes from $1,000 to $2,000. You got a lot of kids, so that matters. And from what I can show here, what I can see, you get about a $5,500 tax cut. Now, for next year, but to your question, well, what does that mean? Does it show up immediately or not? And this is what's interesting about thinking this through. And this is what is powerful about the way we're doing these tax cuts. And there was debate on this. You know, when does it start? There are large debates, especially on the corporate side. The Senate and the House went back and forth on when the tax cut would get implemented. In the individual's case, and this happened on the corporate side too, or will happen on the corporate side, the tax cut starts right away. So it starts technically it starts in January. From most CPAs I talk to, and I'm not a CPA, and most from what I've read is that you'll start to see the withholding change in the February timeframe. Maybe not in your first paycheck or two, but pretty quickly companies and payroll providers and payroll consultancies will get the new withholding numbers fixed or adjusted starting probably in your February paycheck. So the way I look at this is pretty quickly, you're going to start to see. So if you take a $5,500 tax cut and you spread that out over the course of, let's call it 12 months, it might look more like 11, but you're going to see an extra $460 in your pocket on average every month once things start to get adjusted. So it's going to start pretty quickly. And I think the big question here is that for you guys, and this is a question I have for you, and I'm interested to hear your perspective on this, Phil. You know, $500 is not chump change, right? It's not going to change your life with your income level. You're making $200,000 a year. $500 though is not chump change, and then to have $500 extra every single month, that's fairly significant. Have you thought about what you would do with that tax change? Have you thought, hey, maybe I'll spend it, maybe I'll save it? Have you identified anything for that tax change whatsoever, Phil?
We haven't talked about it extensively because I didn't know the number, but we tend to overpay throughout the year and then get a big refund in April.
And what do you usually do, Phil? What do you usually do with that refund?
Save it and pay our property taxes come October. That's what we usually do with it. So
it's kind of already slated for other taxes. I'm getting taxes back to pay other taxes. Welcome to America, right? And welcome to the big city. So, but again, so this will be good for you to start thinking about this. You don't have to, obviously, there's no rush on this, but one thought that I have for individuals that I think can make a whole lot of sense is that you can just up your percentage 401k withholding and not even feel it. So if you're doing 10% a year, you could up that by 2 or 3% and not really even feel and still get a pay increase, even though you're saving more in 401k if you're not already maxing it out. Obviously,
yeah,
what's that?
We're already maxing that out.
All right, so this is just going to be extra money that you can either put in after-tax savings or, listen, with three kids, I know firsthand that there'll be plenty of ways to figure out how to spend it.
Yeah, right.
I know exactly how it is. I'm going to the Falcons game today, so just to get tickets to that, we went to a preseason game, and then we're going, this is really our only regular season game we're going to, so it's a big splurge to go on a day like today, but you know, boom, there you go. There's plenty of easy ways to spend it when you've got kids. So God bless you. Enjoy 2018. I hope it's a profitable year for you, my friend.
Thanks. Can I ask you one more?
Yeah, quick. Yes.
We're about to get an inheritance of it'll be a few months, but we're going to get an inheritance of approximately $200,000. Is that going to affect our taxes?
No. Okay, good question. No, it should not, because inheritance, when you get inheritance, it should pass to you tax free. And it's not as though you get a tax bill for that. There are some nuances with when money's passing from one estate to another. If it's in an annuity, there are potentially some tax considerations. But for the vast majority of times, sometimes the estate will have taxes in the vast majority of time. In scenarios, there's not going to be taxable income to you because you inherit money. The other that brings up another point that I haven't talked about yet, because this doesn't apply to a whole lot of people. But the new tax change doubled the estate tax exemption. So the estate tax exemption was close to $5.5 million per person. Now that's doubled. So now it's going to be, let's call that $11 million per person. So for a family, you're talking $22 million. So before your family has to worry about passing money on to the next generation and paying massive taxes on it, you can effectively pass $22 million to the next generation without having to pay taxes on that. Very big number, doesn't impact a whole lot of people because there are not a lot of families out there with $22 million to pass on, but another sizable piece of the new GOP tax legislation. Phil, have a wonderful new year, my friend.
Thanks, you too. Love your show.
Thanks. 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to talk a little bit about a very interesting scenario with Phil. And the reason I going into what we're talking about, this 2018 outlook, is that this is over and over and over and over again. This is for every single American, and it happens right away. And when you get an economic stimulus like this, I mean, think about it. Phil's going to get $500 a month. And for Phil and his family, that might not be a game changer, but it's real money. It adds up. And you have to multiply that by 84 million households in America. Some households are going to get a $500 tax cut for the year. Some are going to get a $5,000 tax cut. The vast majority of Americans, 90%+, are going to get either the taxes are going to go down. From what I can tell, you're going to see another 9% of America that taxes are going to stay pretty much flat, maybe down 0.5%. And then you've got about a 1% chunk of the population where taxes may actually go up a little bit. From what I can tell, it's the single high earner at the lower end of the upper 1%. So think about somebody who's a single guy living in Buckhead, no kids. Who already has big mortgage deduction and big property, big state income tax deductions, making $400,000 or $500,000 a year, single, no children. His taxes are probably going to go up, but there's not a lot of those folks floating around out there, because when you get into the really high income brackets, $1.5 million, $2.5 million, $5 million a year, that extra 2% at the top, we drop from 39.6 down to 37%. That's a pretty big number. So if you have a really high income, you're gonna have a 2.4% reduction on what you pay on the vast majority of that really, really high income. And that's a really big deal, or 2.6% tax reduction on a vast majority of your income. And that will likely offset what you lose in your state income tax deduction, or getting capped at $10,000. We're going to run to quick news, weather, traffic, then more Money Matters with me, Wes Moss, right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.
Now here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters, WSB Radio. 53 minutes past the hour, and it's New Year's Eve day. Gosh, there's so much coming up here. Obviously, we've got Bulldogs tomorrow in Pasadena. Coverage starts at 11 a.m. You've got Hondo with coverage. My man Jay Black ready to cover the game. And it's exciting. Exciting as a Bulldog fan for a way to start 2018. So tune in here to WSB Radio as we provide coverage for that. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750, talking taxes and an outlook for 2018. Just received an email from a family in Arizona. Tolleson, maybe? Is that how you pronounce this? West Valley? And similar scenario, where you have an income that's around $200,000 a year with a couple of children, two children. I'm going to assume on this mortgage value, you're paying about $9,000 in taxes. And the numbers are similar to the last call we have where you'd see taxes come down about $5,000 in a given year. So what is amazing to me, and this is played out through the last couple of months, is that there's so much opinion on what the tax cuts are going to mean for the economy. And there's been surveys and questions about, hey, what are you going to do? What's this going to mean over the next 10 years? And I don't think any economist or anybody is prepared to really give us a good answer on what's going to happen in year 9 of this tax bill or year 10 of this tax bill. It's just too far away. And no one with good conscience can tell you that they can give you a really good prediction when you're looking at a time frame that's that far into the future. an economist, and I continue to go back to the Bloomberg survey of economists in 2013, where 41 out of 41 economists said that interest rates are going to go up, and every single one of them was wrong. So you've got to be really careful. And that was just in a one-year period of time. So to ask an economist or a group of Nobel laureates what the economy or how the economy is going to be impacted in the year 2024 and 2025 and 2026, what will this tax bill do in year 8 and 9 for GDP and gross domestic product? It's really a frivolous exercise. And no one can give you with any degree of certainty what's going to happen 10 years from now, let alone over the next couple of years. So as I look through what's going to happen in 2018, I think you've got to just, let's focus on where we know we're going to see some impact. And we're going to see impact next year. So let's think about this outlook. And over the next hour, we'll start right now. We're going to talk about the outlook for 2018. This year, of course, we were back and forth whether we were going to get a tax cut. I said here many times in the summer, after healthcare reform failed several times, that we were going to get a tax cut. And you've got this really what was a PR tsunami from the Trump campaign, almost like a PR tax book tour around the country, starting in the Midwest. Hey, this is why tax reform is going to work for the American people, and creating this momentum to get the bill passed. And it's not as though they hadn't come up with a plan. Now, healthcare, the GOP never really seemed to have a great solution or great idea to get it passed. Taxes have been on the table for years now with various iterations of how are we going to simplify the U.S. tax code? How are we going to make it better for the American people? And that's the message that they really started with since the beginning of this year, ramped up this summer, and effectively led to Congress doing something at the very end of the year. So the question here is that what's going to happen and what is this going to do next year? So this year we finished GDP the last two quarters north of around 3%. We are in the ninth year of a bull market. And now we're looking at 2018. The first part of 2018, and this shapes the rest of my outlook, all eight really are shaped by this, or the remaining seven are shaped by this, is that these are shock and awe tax cuts. And that's perhaps the best way to describe what we're about to see economically. This package will deliver, the GOP tax bill is going to deliver $205 billion, $205 billion with a B, to the U.S. economy in 2018. That's over 1% of U.S. GDP. Of that, $120 billion is going to be in the form of individual tax cuts. The calls that we just took here on Money Matters, call after call after call, Steve, Jim, Sue, you're going to get a tax cut of a grand, $5,000, over and over and over again. And that adds up to $120 billion. $85 billion will go to corporations. So despite the naysaying of economists saying in 10 years this isn't going to help, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, 40 out of 41 or 41 out of 42 economists say it's not going to do any good over 10 years. They have no idea. But I can tell you over the next year or two or three, it's going to be a big deal for the economy. Very difficult to see how we're not going to have significant GDP growth in the next year, 2018 and certainly 2019. We're going to talk more about this, the economy, what it means for the market, what it means for interest rates, all of the above in the 10 o'clock hour of Money Matters. So stay tuned. Find me and the Money Matters team at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. You can catch this podcast, iTunes, Wes Moss, Money Matters. Stay tuned. More Money Matters straight ahead.